Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
I'd like to visit the hospital, see Jack if I can. Maybe I should give Gran a ring.
How is he, darling?
Oh, he's up now, apparently. Sitting beside his bed and walking carefully. I'll know more when I see Mum at church.
Oh, well, maybe we should talk about it at lunchtime. If he's up to seeing visitors, I can pop over this afternoon.
It's a good idea. Now, can I make anyone some more toast?
Oh, no, not for me, thanks, Mum.
Nor me, Jenny.
I'll take your plates, then.
I need to pop round and see Alice, too. Mm. They're not coming over here for lunch, I suppose.
Not today. I did invite them.
Jenny's inviting them over all the time, aren't you, darling?
Oh, come on, Brian. It's a slight exaggeration.
She thinks they're not eating properly.
Oh, this is their economy drive, I presume.
Oh, they've told you about it, have they?
Yeah, Alice has. She's really getting into the spirit of it, austerity Britain.
That's all very well, but in my opinion, they're taking it a bit too far.
Saving £1,000 a month, isn't that their target?
Well, it's very commendable, I'd say. If you're going to do something, you might as well do it properly.
Well, not if it means compromising their health.
I don't think it's going to do them any harm, darling.
Well, maybe not in the short term.
Oh, she seems a lot happier to me, Alice, compared with when she first got back from Southampton.
Yes, I'd have to agree with you there.
Well, I think it's great. The two of them working together as a team.
Oh, they're a team, all right.
With a definite goal. I think it's brilliant.
Which is why they're having to save hard. When is it Ronnie retires?
No, I'm not sure exactly. Next year sometime.
Well, whenever. They haven't got long. Need to get their skates on.
Absolutely.
Well, I just hope they're going to be sensible about it, that's all.
And how's Rory getting on?
He's having a whale of a time. If last night's phone call's anything to go by.
Oh, that's good. I'm sorry I shan't get to see him this time.
Well, you can speak to him on the phone anyway. Mm. He's so looking forward to having a chat.
Yeah, me too.
Right. Better get myself ready for church. Mum's expecting me to pick her up.
Well, give her our love.
Yes, I will.
Mm. And tell her I'm looking forward to seeing her later on. And Jack too, if he's up to it.
Mm. So what are you planning to do for the rest of the morning, darling?
Well, I thought we might take a look at this amazing new market of yours, Dad.
Yes, why not? Yes, I think you'll be impressed. Wouldn't you say, Jenny?
I would.
All coming together pretty well, I'd say.
Apart from a few nasty surprises.
Oh, the bones.
Exactly.
Well, we've got over that little hurdle, so hopefully it's all systems go from now on.
At least he's managing to walk around the ward now, with a bit of assistance, of course.
Oh, that's good.
He's still very wobbly.
Oh, he's bound to be. After being in bed for all that time.
He's also lost his grip, so he can't feed himself at the moment.
Oh, dear.
Hopefully it'll get better when he starts on therapy.
Well, they're very good these days. Fingers crossed, anyway.
We shall just have to take it day at a time.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
And how are you, dear? Are you sleeping all right?
Me? No, not particularly.
Oh, I thought not. You're looking a bit peaky, if you don't mind me saying so.
Not really surprising, is it?
Oh, it's a terrible thing to have happened. But I'm sure you'll come through it.
Oh, I wish I had your confidence, Mum.
Well, you've got one marvellous asset, you and Pat. Those two youngsters of yours.
Yes.
I've got a lot of belief in those two. They've got their heads screwed on.
That's true.
They'll find a way out of this. You'll see.
Still, it's you and Jack we need to be thinking about at the moment.
I just want to see him out of hospital. He's so confused most of the time.
Well, they'll want to move him as soon as they can. And the medication should stop anything like this happening again, hopefully.
That's the general idea. There aren't any guarantees, I'm afraid.
No.
Ernie, me!
Oh, hello, dear. Come in.
Oh, thanks. Oh, hello, Tony.
Jennifer.
Oh, are you ready, Mum?
What for, dear?
Church.
Oh, my goodness, I'd forgotten all about it.
Oh, well, not to worry.
Oh, I'm so sorry, dear. I'm so preoccupied. Do you mind going without me?
No, of course not.
I'll need to go in and see Jack a bit later.
Oh, I can take you, Mum.
Are you sure? Oh, that'd be very sweet of you.
No trouble at all.
Thank you, dear. I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Oh, don't give it a thought, Mum. I'd better get a move on. Well, give my love to Jack, won't you?
I will. And you'll remember him in your prayers, I hope.
Well, of course.
I wouldn't say I was a particularly power-hungry individual.
No?
Well, all right. I mean, no more than the average alpha male. But there were times when all this was going on, I'd have cheerfully declared martial law.
That bad, eh?
Oh. We had a couple of dozen contract staff sitting playing with their mobile phones, several truckloads of wet concrete on hold, and all the while, I was trying to get the animal health people, the hauliers, and the renderers singing off the same hymn sheet.
Sounds a real nightmare.
Well, I wouldn't want another fortnight like it, I can tell you.
Well, it's all back on track now.
Yeah, touch wood.
And you think you can come in on time?
Well, just about. We don't hit any more major snags.
I've got to hand it to you. At an age when a lot of men wouldn't be thinking beyond the golf course.
Why does that suddenly sound so attractive?
Oh, come on, you don't mean that. You love all this.
Do I?
You know you do. The buzz, the adrenaline, it's what makes you feel alive.
What is this, Debbie? Therapy corner?
I know, because I'm like it too. Or part of me is. You've got to be pushing the envelope. Well, what's the point?
Well, take my advice and make sure you get some fun out of it at the same time.
Don't worry about that.
Good.
Oh, tell me, what did you think of that cattle genetics guy I put you onto?
Oh, him. Yeah, he was engaging enough in his way.
He's pretty bright.
Well, it was making my head spin, I can tell you, all that stuff about genetic merit and elite bloodlines.
Yeah, he is at the top of his game.
So, come on, I mean, what's this about? You've got some new project in mind.
That's right.
Some sort of large-scale dairy enterprise, I imagine.
Something like that?
Yeah, well, it's the way the world's heading. Quite sure Hungary's ready for another US-style operation.
I was thinking a bit closer to home with this one.
Really? Oh, now you have got me intrigued.
Tell you what, why don't we find somewhere a little less windswept? Let's go and grab a coffee.
My biggest worry is that they may not want him back at the Laurels.
Oh? Why ever not?
Well, he's going to need a lot more looking after. At least until he gets his strength and confidence back.
Oh, they should be able to cope with that. They've got the necessary nursing staff.
I hope so. He's been so settled there. I'd hate him to go through the upheaval of getting used to somewhere else.
Well, hopefully it won't happen.
Ah, I've seen how he is at the hospital. He hasn't got a clue where he is.
So, when will you get some answers on all this?
I spoke to the manager yesterday. She says their nursing supervisor will have to visit Jack and make an assessment.
When's that going to happen?
Quite soon. Tomorrow, I hope.
Oh, fingers crossed then. With a bit of luck, he'll be back in his familiar surroundings by the end of the week.
It can't come too soon for me.
Yeah, I'm hoping we're in for some positive news soon.
Oh, what about, dear?
Oh, you know, the usual. Sooner or later, dairy sales have got to pick up. Hopefully.
I'm sure they will.
The problem we've got is cash flow, with the mortgage and the Underwoods extra charge.
Right.
Unfortunately, we haven't got the income we were anticipating.
I think I'd better go in on my own.
Sorry?
When we get to the hospital, I'll go in on my own, if you don't mind.
Oh, I see. Yes, all right.
I think that would be best. He gets very unsettled when there are too many people about.
Oh, that's fine.
You don't mind?
No problem. I'll go and get a coffee somewhere.
Thank you, dear.
As a land manager, there's only one question you need to ask yourself.
Which is?
Where's the biggest weakness in this enterprise? What is it that makes me most vulnerable to forces beyond my control?
Well, that's easy enough. My exposure to volatile commodity prices. Wheat, mostly.
Good answer. And if there was one single thing you could do to secure your position, you'd be interested, I presume.
I think I know where this is going.
Dairy farming.
I was right.
Yeah, but not the way David and Ruth do it. I'm talking big scale, 21st century dairying, where you control your costs and maximise your output.
What, a super dairy?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to call it that. Bang in the middle of the estate with the land down to growing maize and lucerne and maybe some feed wheat.
And this is why you wanted me to meet the cattle genetics chap.
Exactly. We're talking top-performing cows here, bedded on sand in a light, airy building, vets and nutrition specialists on hand 24/7.
Wow.
But think about it. It ticks all the boxes. The slurry goes straight to an AED unit selling power to the grid. The digestate goes back on the land to push up soil organic matter, and you've said yourself it needs it.
Yeah, Debbie, I'm not sure I can face going down the AD road again after the trouble we had last time.
Yeah, but we were too close to the village last time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's genuinely sustainable, though. The feedstock would come entirely from our own land.
Yes, I can see that.
And best of all, you wouldn't be relying on world commodity markets for your profit.
Well, they haven't done us too badly this year.
Well, you wait till the next downturn. Or yeah, maybe you like marketing your crops like betting on a roulette wheel.
You're serious about this?
Absolutely. This is the future. I've seen it working in Hungary.
Well, it's worth considering, certainly.
I hoped you'd say that, which is why I've arranged for us to see this place in Nottinghamshire before I go back. You up for it?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, the guy's only got 500 cows, but he's on the right lines.
So how many will you be thinking of for Ambridge?
Depends. 1,000, I'd say. Maybe more.
Goodness.
But it's all about scale. That's the name of the game. I've seen units that would make 1,000 cows look like a backyard small holding.
Debbie, shh, shh.
What?
Tony's here.
Hello, you two.
Tony.
Hi.
I fancy seeing you in here. Mind if I join you?
No, not at all.
Oh, right. Thanks. How are you, Debbie?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks, Tony.
I heard you were back.
Yeah, only 10 days, I'm afraid.
We've just been looking round the new market site.
Yeah, very impressive. I hope you're going to be using it, Tony.
Oh, soon about using it. The way things are going, I'm very likely to be looking for a job there.
Things no better.
Worse, if anything. Our whole dairy business has gone belly up.
Yeah, I heard. I'm really sorry.
I still can't get my head around it. To think that only 2 months ago, well, less, we were motoring along quite happily.
Must have been such a shock.
Right, we'd felt the recession like everyone else. Organic sales haven't been brilliant for a while, but compared with the disaster we were heading for, it was a picnic.
But you'll be able to turn it round, surely.
I really don't know, Debbie. The power of all this, it's frightening. Go on the internet and there's pages and pages about our poisonous products.
I'm so sorry.
What I wouldn't give to be in your position, Brian. Put it all down to arable. We could have the whole lot done by contractors and Pat and I could get our lives back again.
It's not all plain sailing and arable, I can tell you.
Oh, it's got to be better than milk. Why anyone in their right mind would want to go into dairy farming is beyond me.
Good morning, Tom.
Is it? I hadn't noticed.
What's wrong?
I've only lost my best customer. Not a brilliant start to the day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not half as sorry as I am. 2 years he's been taking my products. Now he ends it with an email. Sorry, but I can't afford to be linked with an infected farm. Well, thanks a lot, Dave. You certainly find out who your friends are.
Oh, he'll be back, I'm sure. Oh,
I wouldn't count on it. The whole thing's a disaster, Helen.
Well, we've just got to put it round.
How can we when we've got those two working against us?
Doing their best.
They're pathetic. Like a couple of rabbits in the headlights.
Just think what a shock it's been to them. All their years of work.
Well, if they can't handle it, why don't they just get out of the way? I could have got us a really positive piece in Borsetshire Life.
You hope?
I know I could. Some nice colour pictures, plus the stuff about our organic standards. We could have controlled the E. coli mentions. Got them to describe how it could happen anywhere.
I can't be sure of that. Not with the press.
This is Borsetshire Life, not a national tabloid. They only do feel-good stories. I mean, that's why Mum's attitude makes me so mad.
She probably thought it was too much of a risk.
But what have we got to lose? The business is going down the pan anyway.
Don't say that.
Why I ever brought my business back here, I'll never know. Should have stayed with Brian.
Oh, come on, you hated it. You said he was exploiting you.
Well, he wouldn't have stood by and watched a business of his get dragged down like this. He'd be out there fighting for it.
And what could he have done about this?
Oh, I don't know. But what he wouldn't be doing is sitting in that kitchen crying about it.
Oh, Tom...
Well, come on, Helen, it's time to get real. If anyone's going to save anything out of this mess, it's going to be us.
Maybe.
Well, it's up to you. I've had enough. I'm going in there to lay down a few ground rules, and if I were you, I'd do the same.
What time did you get back to bed last night?
I don't know. I didn't look. Must have been about 4:30.
So what was the problem?
Abnormal presentation. Had a leg backwards.
But you got it sorted?
Yeah, eventually.
Well done.
Farming I can do. It's all the other stuff.
You'll be glad to hear I've just lost my best ever customer.
Oh, Tom.
Not Dave Langdon.
Yep, the very same. After 2 great years, he now says he can't risk doing business with a poison farm.
What an awful thing to say.
Why? He's quite right. He's thinking about his business, and if I'd been in his shoes, I'd be doing exactly the same. In fact, it's what I am going to do.
Meaning what?
Meaning I've decided to redesign my packaging. I'm going to take the words Bridge Farm off my label. What? I'll be going back to the Tom Archer brand as soon as I can.
Oh, you're not serious.
You just watch me.
But Tom, you can't.
I'm sorry, but I've got no choice. I am not prepared to see my business go belly up because of the mess you've made of the dairy enterprise.
You make it sound as if it's all our fault. We never wanted this to happen.
You should have got a proper grip when it did. If you'd got rid of Clary straight away and put out a clear media statement, we might still have a business now.
Oh, that's rubbish. From the moment those people got sick, we were in trouble. Putting the blame on me and your mum isn't going to help anything.
He's right, Tom. The worst thing we can do now is fight amongst ourselves.
I'm not after a fight. It's a business decision.
A business decision?
Yes. I'm rebranding my sausages and then I'm going after new markets.
Oh, great. Well, thanks, Tom. Nothing like having your own son walk out on you at the first sign of trouble.
Like I said, Dad, I don't have any choice. It's not just me. I've got Morris and Jazza to think about.
Oh, don't give me that. This is about you and your interests.
Yeah, well, think what you like.
The word loyalty doesn't even enter your head, does it?
Not unless it shows up on the bottom line. No.
Excuse me. I've got a cow to see to.
Was that entirely necessary?
I'm sorry, Mum. I've got to try and save my business.
Have you any idea of the sacrifices your father's made to give you a farm to inherit?
What's the point if he's going to bankrupt the lot of
us? Tom, please. Think about what you're doing to him.
I'm sorry, Mum, but when he's had time to reflect on it, he'll see that this is the best thing for all of us.
I doubt that somehow.
This ship's going down. There's not much doubt about that. So it's got to make sense to save whatever we can.
Hi, Sheila.
Morning, Elizabeth.
Have you got a minute?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I wanted a quick word about Freddie. He's mad keen to go autumn hunting.
Oh, so I gather.
I wondered if you'd mind taking him along next time.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Do you want to know some dates?
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks.
I've got them on a calendar in the office. I'll just take this chap back. Come on, walk on. They seem to be enjoying themselves yesterday.
They were, especially Freddie. Well, that's why I'd like you to take him out. If you think he's ready, that is.
Oh, I think so.
He enjoys it so much, I wouldn't want to discourage him.
No, of course not.
There's just one thing.
Yeah?
You will keep a good eye on him, won't you?
Come on, shift over a bit. Let's have a look at you. Oh, that's better. Oh, yes. You're doing fine, aren't you?
Tony?
Oh, hello, love.
How's the calf?
Oh, he's fine. They both are.
That's good.
At least I'm good at something.
Oh, Tony. Do you remember that Christmas night we spent out here? Oh. Whatever was the name of that cow?
Mabel.
So it was. Yeah. Mabel with the one horn.
Yeah.
That's going back a bit.
We had to call the vet out in the end. Do you remember? Bill Robertson it was in those days.
It was a nice calf, wasn't it?
Well, we all sat in the kitchen and ate turkey sarnies and trifle. Good days, eh?
They certainly were.
What's it all been for, Pat?
Oh, come on. You know what it's been for.
Oh, I thought I did. But my son seems to see us as the enemy.
Of course he doesn't. He's had a setback, so he's lashing out. And as always, it's the family who have to take it.
No, no, it's more than that. As far as he's concerned, we're superfluous. He wants us out of his way.
He'll come round.
Oh, it sounded pretty final to me. If he's changing his brand.
Only for the sausages. He's still with us in the dairy business.
What dairy business?
We mustn't give up on it. That's one of the things that's upset him.
When I think of what we've done for that lad, both the kids, does he have any idea of the sacrifices we made taking on that mortgage?
I'm sure he does.
It certainly wasn't for our benefit. We could have sold the business for a decent profit or got a manager in, had a bit of time to ourselves for once.
But we didn't.
No, no. We listened to our kids and handed them a ready-made farm business.
Yes, we did.
But does Tom appreciate it? No. As far as he's concerned, we've served our purpose, and he wants us out.
No, you're wrong. Look at how well we all worked together to harvest the carrots. There was a real family spirit out there.
Yeah, well, if there was, it's disappeared now.
Oh, don't say that. We've all got to work together. Tom knows that.
Well, I'm sure you want to believe that, Pat. I wish I could. But we're kidding ourselves.
Oh, Tony.
It's over. And if someone asked me what the last 30 years had all been for, I don't think I'd have an answer.
Excuse the clutter in here. It's a bit of a glory hole, I'm afraid.
Here, let's shift those files. There we are. Have a seat.
Thanks.
Oh, goodness. There's Josh's birthday card. I must remember to pop it round later.
Right.
Oh, 14 tomorrow. Doesn't seem possible, does it? No. Let's put the kettle on. It's only instant, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's fine.
And Pip's on holiday in Dubrovnik. Sounds a wonderful place they're staying.
Is this the calendar with the hunting dates?
Yes, that's the one.
Can I rip a sheet off this jotter pad?
Go ahead.
Thanks.
Oh, honestly, the state of these mugs. I've asked the girls to wash up as they go. I might as well not have bothered. Elizabeth?
Oh, sorry, I was just looking at the picture.
Oh, haven't you seen that one before?
No.
It's the Boxing Day meet. I think it was about 6 years ago. Is there a date on it?
No, I can't see one.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? Everyone having a wonderful day.
Nigel. He looks so happy.
He does.
I don't think he was ever happier than when he was out with the hunt.
He did love it.
Do you know, I was watching Freddie at the rally on Sunday, and I noticed something I'd never seen before.
Yeah?
It was during the gallop. Every time he gripped with his heels, he gave a little glance over his left shoulder. It wasn't a conscious thing, just a little mannerism he's picked up.
Yeah, they do sometimes.
Well, then suddenly it struck me it's exactly what Nigel used to do.
Really?
I suppose he must have seen his dad doing it and picked it up subconsciously. I don't know.
He was a great horseman, Nigel.
I've noticed it a few times lately. How like his father he is.
Yes?
This might sound weird, but there are moments, especially when he's got all his riding stuff on, I could almost believe it was Nigel.
I can remember planting all these.
Yeah, so can I.
Now look at them. All gone to seed. What a waste, eh?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what have lettuces remotely got to do with ice cream?
Well, if it says Bridge Farm on the packaging, that's all the public wants to know.
Because no one bothered to explain, that's why.
We're all to blame for that, Tom. You can't just put it on Mum and Dad.
If they'd handled the situation better, we'd have sold this lot through the shop. The
trouble is, it all happened so quickly. They didn't have time to get a handle on the situation.
I don't buy that. This is a food business. We should have been ready. There should have been a contingency plan.
You can't just blame Mum and Dad. That's all I'm saying.
But when we try and get a grip on things, they stop us. I mean, come on, what's that all about?
I think you underestimate the shock of all this.
It's the same for us.
No, it's worse for them. This is their life's work, Tom. You and I have got time to build up a new business. Hopefully. But they haven't.
In that case, they should have taken better care of it.
Oh, Tom.
How are we getting on?
Hi, Mum.
Oh, I'm glad you're getting rid of those. I was getting depressed looking at them.
Not half as depressed as we are chucking them away. Especially when it didn't have to happen.
I think you've made your opinions clear enough, Tom.
Well, it needed saying.
If you're determined to go your own way, fine. But I'd rather you didn't talk to your father like that.
Mum, the point I was trying to make...
I am not interested in your point.
What?
Listen, I've just left him. He's in bits over all this.
Well, I'm sorry,
but... Shut up, Tom.
I'd just like to remind you that your father has spent his entire life building up this business, and all he ever wanted was to pass it on to you as a going concern.
Yeah, okay.
Now, thanks to you, he thinks he's a failure. In fact, I'm seriously worried.
But we don't think he's a failure. We've never thought that.
No, of course not.
Well, that's how he feels. And I think you owe him a little more respect.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Tom, you must do whatever you see fit. But I'm not going to have you speaking to him like that again.
I thought I'd just pop in and see if there'd been any response to my card.
Oh, yeah.
It's been up a few days now and I ain't had a single phone call so far.
Really? Oh, I'm surprised. A lot of people have been looking at it.
Have they?
Definitely. Vicky was saying the same. We were talking about it earlier.
Were you?
Oh, it happened to come up in conversation, that's all. Vicky remarked on how many people had commented about it.
What sort of commented?
Oh, you know, like they were interested.
Nobody's been in touch with me.
Oh, they will, I'm sure, once the word gets about.
I hope so. Money's a bit tight at the moment, as you can imagine.
Oh, Clary, I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, we'll just have to hope our luck changes, I suppose.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Oh, how's your mum?
Oh, still coughing. Her chest sounds awful.
Dear, oh dear, well, give her my best. Now then, I need a packet of them scouring pads. Where do you keep them these days?
Oh, yeah, they're down the end with the hardware stuff.
Oh, right.
On the bottom shelf, behind all the cards.
Ah.
Found them?
Yeah.
Right now, where was I?
Susan, I didn't tell you, did I? What that awful Derek Fletcher said about Clary's advert.
Shh.
Who's want that dirty woman doing your cleaning or looking after your kids? That's
Vicky.
What he said.
Vicky, not now.
What? Excuse me.
Clary! I didn't see you there.
Obviously not.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Oh, Clary, what about your scouring pads?
No, I won't be needing them, thank you.
Clary! Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'd no idea she was there.
I was trying to tell you.
Me and my big mouth. Whatever must she think?
I'd better go after
her. Well, I only mentioned it because he made me so angry, what he said.
Clary! Clary!
Oh, I feel awful. She must be so upset.
Oh, I can't see her.
I tell you what, I'll pop round later on and apologise.
Oh, Vicky, I wish you would.
Well, of course, it's the least I can do. I need to tell her I'm on her side, really.
Oh, about time you put a coat of paint on that thing.
Hello, Eddie. I thought I'd smarten it up a bit, keep me regulars happy.
What regulars?
Yeah. You reckon I ought to put a sign up saying the trap's available for hire?
You could do, I suppose. You think it'll bring in more business?
I thought something like available for weddings and funerals.
Yeah, well, good luck to you, Dad, if you can bring in a bit of extra dosh.
Well, that's what I thought, yeah.
We anywhere near supper yet? I'm starving.
Well, it won't be for a bit. Clary ain't here.
What do you mean, she ain't here?
Well, I ain't seen Iden or her ever since I got back from exercising Bartleby.
Hasn't she put any supper out?
Not that I can see.
That ain't like Clary.
Maybe she's doing extra shift down the ball.
Yeah, there ain't many of them these days.
Well, perhaps they've had some late bookings. Jolene sometimes phones at the last minute.
Well, Clary would have left a note, though.
Well, there ain't one.
That's odd.
Well, she'll be down Will and Nick's, I expect. Got chatting away and forgot about the time.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Well, why don't you give Nick a ring?
Maybe I ought to check out the ball first, just to make sure.
Oh, yeah, I get you. Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to go bothering Nick when she's getting the kids ready for me.
No, of course not. I'd come with you myself, but I ought to finish rubbing down the trap.
Yeah, you stay here, Dad. And when Clary gets back, see if you can get her to do a toad in the hole. I just fancy one tonight.
It's never a good idea to spend the entire day drinking and eating.
Oh, I'm not sure Joe would agree with you there.
In my experience, these sort of landmark events are always more satisfying when there's an element of intellectual stimulation.
Oh, so what have you got in mind?
Well, it's Joe's 90th, which means he was born in 1921, am I right?
Well, I can't fault your arithmetic.
Well, how about a movie, a period classic? They're all on DVD nowadays.
Oh, such as?
The obvious choice is Battleship Potemkin. Good action stuff.
Oh, is that one of Spielberg's?
Eisenstein.
Who?
You'd recognise his techniques, Bert. Brilliant editing.
Oh, it doesn't sound like the sort of thing Joe would want with his cider.
Oh, maybe you're right. What about a quiz, then?
Oh, no, Tar. Not one of your brain teasers. We'd all end up with headaches.
No, no. I'd do a special one for the occasion. Significant events of 1921.
Were there any?
Plenty. The Irish War, for a start.
Hello there. Oh. Mind if I park myself here?
Ah, evening, Eddie.
Hello, Eddie. Do join us.
Oh, Tar. Oh, I was half expecting Clary to be down here.
No, she's not in tonight.
Yeah, so I found out. You seen Love's Young Dream over there?
What's that?
In the corner. Harry and his Polish lady.
Oh, them.
Getting on very well by the look of them.
Well, they're leaving next week, ain't they? Them pickers.
Ah, oh, that'll be the reason, then. Young Harry's making the most of it.
Who can blame him? Quite a looker, isn't she?
Now then, what is it you two are talking about so seriously? The price of fish?
Well, Joe's party. Jim reckons we ought to organise some sort of entertainment.
Oh, who needs it, as long as there's plenty of cider?
Exactly what I said.
A couple of pints of Dad's old grumble belly and people make their own entertainment, I find.
Hello, Joe. You look busy.
What can I do for you?
I was hoping to have a word with Clary. Is she in by any chance?
Oh, I freak you out of luck.
Oh, dear. Will she be long?
Hard to say.
Oh, never mind.
A new year, though. How's young Phoebe getting on over there in Africa?
Oh, very well, thanks, Joe.
Long way to go for a youngster her age.
Oh, they don't think anything of it these days.
You're right there, missus. In my day, we got excited about a charabang to Weston.
Oh, she's already started school over there. Huh? She goes with her friend Mandy, so...
Imagine that, eh? Now, is there a message you want me to give Clary? Oh, you wouldn't have thought she'd be long.
I don't think so, Joe. Thanks anyway.
Nothing important, then? Any road, I'll tell her you called, shall I?
Thanks, Joe. I'll come back another time.
Yeah, you do that, missus.
He must have more money than sense, this bloke. Not that I'm complaining, mind.
Who's that, Eddie?
The bloke I'm doing a patio for, over by Penny Astin.
Oh, right.
You should have seen the slabs he ordered. They could have been hand-carved out of marble for that money.
Ooh, all right for some, eh?
And the weight of them. I said to him, why do you want these massive great things? You thinking of putting your mother-in-law underneath? I don't think he saw the joke.
Yes, an idea. What about a comedy hour for Joe's party? Everyone has to tell a joke.
I know a joke about Pythagoras.
Oh, that ought to go down well.
Well, it does in education circles, I can assure you.
Ah, the cattle market, that's the place to hear jokes.
Most of them unrepeatable, I imagine.
You've heard the one about the Frisian breeder and the Charolais breeder?
I don't think I'd care to, thanks, Eddie. I assume it's not about evolutionary genetics.
Well, not as far as I know. It's quite funny, though.
How about a cribbage tournament? Oh. Joe likes a game of crib.
Do you know, I haven't seen cribbage played for years.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that. It's about as exciting as watching flies walk up a wall.
A very ancient game is cribbage. Dates back to the 1600s.
Look, if we're playing cards, we might as well go the whole hog and have a poker school.
Ooh, my Frida don't hold with poker.
Yeah, women never do. That's why blokes play it.
Well, I think crib's a cracking idea.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. And it has the advantage of being the only pub game you can legally play for money. In England, that is.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. Nobody stays awake long enough to lose anything.
Oh, why do we have to restrict ourselves to cribbage? Think of all the other traditional games.
Ah, like dominoes, you mean?
Oh, it gets better and better.
And shove halfpenny, and then there's table skittles.
Ah, I like table skittles. A very skilled game, that, isn't it?
Before you get yourselves in a total frenzy, I'm off. Clary will have supper on the table by now.
Not a word about all this to Joe.
Oh, definitely not. I wouldn't want to get him too excited at his age. See you.
Yeah, cheers, see you, Eddie.
You know, Bert, I think we're onto something here. A day of traditional pub games. Keeping the old pastimes alive, eh?
Yeah, I reckon Joe will go for that.
Where are we going to get them from? That's the first problem.
Oh, they'll have them all down here.
Oh, have they indeed?
Yeah, many's the winter evening we've spent round the Skittles board. Oh, the shove halfpenny board come to that.
So the chances are they've been stuck away in a cupboard somewhere.
Yeah, they wouldn't have thrown them
right,
out, I'm sure.
We'd better have a word with Jolene. You can ask her when you get your round in, Bert. Thanks very much.
Oh, there you are. You brought anything for supper?
Of course I haven't.
Well, not even a couple of Frieda's pie.
Oh, where's Clary?
Well, is she down the pub?
No.
How come you've been gone so long, then?
Oh, well, I had a couple of pints with Jim Lloyd and Bert. I thought Clary would have been home long ago.
Was she in?
She must be over Williams and Nick's then.
Well, she didn't do neither. Nick phoned half an hour ago, wanted Clary to go shopping with her tomorrow. I told her Clary was at the pub.
Well, she ain't. She must be Edwards and Emma's. Pass us the phone, can you?
Vicky Tucker come over not long after you left.
What did she want?
To see Clary. Can't have been nothing important. She didn't want to leave a message.
Number's busy. Where did you say she was going this afternoon?
Only to the shop.
I'd better try Susan then. See if she knows anything.
You don't written her something wrong, do you, Eddie?
No, well, she'll be at Edwards and Emma's, I expect.
So why didn't she phone?
I wish I knew.
Hello?
Oh, is that you, Susan?
Oh, hey, Dave.
Yeah, sorry to trouble you. I was wondering if you were in the shop this afternoon.
Yeah, why?
Did Clary happen to pop in?
Yeah, briefly. Why, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing really. She's a bit late home, that's all.
Are you saying she hasn't been back since then?
Oh, I don't think so.
So where is she then?
Oh, she's probably over at Edward and Emma's. I'll say goodnight then.
Oh, just a minute.
What?
There's something I ought to tell you, Eddie. She was a bit upset when she left. Well, no, very upset's more like it.
Why?
Something somebody said, an off-the-cuff remark, that's all, but Clary happened to overhear it, and I think she took it the wrong way.
What remark?
I'd rather not say, if you don't mind.
Was it you that said it?
No! Oh, but please don't make me say any more, Eddie. Like I said, she got the wrong end of the stick, and she was upset.
And you don't know where she went afterwards?
No. Sorry, Eddie, I really am.
Oh, well, don't worry, she'll be in through that door any minute, I expect.
Yeah, I hope so.
Any road, I'll have to go. I'll see you then.
Yeah, night, Eddie. I hope it turns out all right.
Yeah, so do I.
What's up, Eddie?
Well, Susan says Clary was upset when she left the shop.
What about?
She wouldn't say. I'm going to try Edward and Emma again.
Where do you think she is, Eddie?
I'm hoping she's going to be on the other end of this phone.
Do you want another cup of tea, Eddie?
No, Tar.
How about some breakfast, eh? Should I do you something?
No, I'm not hungry.
Can't say I am neither.
Where is she, Dad?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe I'll call the police again.
No, I wouldn't do that, Eddie.
Why not?
Let's just leave them to get on with their job, shall we?
Yeah, okay.
Hi.
Hello, Edward.
Any news?
Not a dicky bird.
Oh, that made no sense.
You can say that again.
Yeah, want a cup of tea, Ned?
Oh, no, thanks, Grandad.
Shouldn't you have been milking?
No, I knocked up Oliver at 5:30 this morning. He's doing it.
Oh, good for him. Oh,
thanks, son. Your Grandad thinks we ought to be driving round the lanes in case she's been sleeping rough.
Oh, no, I never said that.
Oh, why would she, though?
Why would she stay out all night? Oh, somewhat ain't right, is it?
You phoned up everyone, I hope. Her friends?
Everyone we can think of.
What about her mobile?
We tried that too, didn't we, Dad? We even heard it ringing.
We did.
Yeah, we realised it was ringing from our front room. She left it on the mantelpiece.
Have you tried the field?
What? Our field, you mean?
Yeah, think about it. If she wanted to be on her own for a bit, it's the obvious place. The cider club.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Come on, Dad, the key.
Hang on, I'll get it. Well, it isn't here.
Well, that's it, then. That's where she is.
Yeah, could be.
Dad, you stay here and listen for the phone.
Yeah, right you are.
Come on, Edward, let's go.
So how do you know this chap?
Mr. Bennett? One of the guys in Hungary used to work there as a student.
Oh. How long has he had this set up?
About 3 years, I think. The plan is to go to 1,000 cows.
Well, it's nice of him to let us have a look round.
Oh, he's very proud of it, especially his cows. He's keen for people to come and have a look.
Yeah, well, Adam's always on me to open things up. He says it's essential to get the PR right these days.
Yeah, I agree with him. All I'm asking is you keep an open mind. We'll look at this guy's system, then I'll take you through a few performance figures I've brought along. After that, it's up to you.
Oh, well, thanks for setting it up, Debbie. It's going to be very interesting.
You mean she hasn't been back all night?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
Eddie and young Edward are out looking for her.
How awful for you. Wherever can she be?
I wish we knew, Mrs.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. This is difficult for me to say, but it's possible that I...
What?
I might be partly to blame for this.
Hold on, Mrs. Let's him back with you soon.
Oh, I do hope they found her.
So do I. Eddie?
Is she there?
No. Oh. Don't look like it.
No, Joy, I'm afraid, Grandad.
Old place is locked up tighter than Fort Knox. Hello, Vicky. You're at the bad news.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Eddie.
Yeah, well, thanks anyway, but I think we'd like to be on our own right now.
Hold on, Eddie. Vicky Tucker's got something to tell us, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, go on then.
I was in the shop yesterday afternoon. When Clary came in, I was out in the stock room tidying up. I had no idea she was out there. Otherwise, I'd never have said it.
Said what?
Well, earlier on that Derek Fletcher was in and he'd looked at Clary's card and then he came out with it.
Oh, come on, spit it out.
He said, who'd want that dirty woman doing their ironing or looking after their kids?
He said that!
Right, Fletcher, you and me can have a little talk.
No, leave it, Edward.
He's asked for it.
It don't matter, you'll just make it worse.
But Clary never heard this, did she?
No, not from him. It was me. I came out of the stockroom and just blurted it out. I thought there was only Susan in the shop.
Well, I've heard of some stupid things.
Oh, well done, Vicky. That was smart,
wasn't it? I'm so sorry. I really am.
I can see why she'd be upset. Coming on top of everything else.
Well, so can I.
No one's seen her since.
You don't think? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you'd better go now, Mrs.
Yeah, of course. Look, I am so sorry.
Yeah, you said.
You will let me know if there's any news.
See you, Vicky.
Yes.
Stupid woman.
Right, we better start searching again. What about Bridge Farm?
Well, she wouldn't have gone there. It's the last place she'd want to be.
Well, didn't we ought to let them know, though, just in case?
Well, that'll upset them.
Well, serves them right. They should never have let Clary go.
Oh, it might help if Will came and gave us a hand.
Now, you leave William alone. He's doing his bit.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Hang on, I just thought. It's Rosie's birthday today.
Oh, we ain't got time for that.
No. Clary was sending her a card. That's why she went down to the shop to post it.
Well, she wouldn't have gone to Rosie's, would she? Yarmouth?
Why not? Will did.
We must have the number somewhere. Is it on Clary's list?
Yeah, hang on. It's up here. Yeah. There you go.
So, let's have a look.
What about Lakey Hill? She could have gone up there to clear her mind or something.
Oh, it's possible. Anything's possible.
Is it ringing, Dad?
Voicemail. Are you Rosie? It's Eddie here. Many happy returns of the day. I wonder if you could give us a ring when you get a minute. We've got a little problem here. Thank you.
So what do you think?
I'm impressed. It's light and airy. Bags of space for each cow.
Yeah, makes our cubicles in Hungary look a bit tight.
Yeah, and the cows look in pretty good shape to me. Mm. Not that I'm an expert.
Well, they ought to be. They have round-the-clock veterinary attention. And the herd managers are all skilled guys.
Well, that Dominic chap seems to know his stuff.
I really think this is the future, Dad. Stick it on an arable unit like the estate and you've got joined-up thinking.
I can see the appeal.
Pretty well all the feed comes from their own fields.
Oh, but they're buying in protein, though. He told us that.
Yes, and minerals and energy feeds. I know that. But the bulk of it's homegrown.
True.
And after the slurry's been through the digester and you've sold your power to the grid, you've got a soil supplement to stick on the land.
Yeah, well, as you say, it's all good high-tech stuff. But the fact is, people still like seeing cows out on grass.
Well, some do.
And so do I, if it comes to that. I was over at Brookfield back in the spring, not long after the cows had gone out, and it was a wonderful sight, I can tell you.
Dad, you're an old romantic.
Yeah, I'm afraid I might be.
But this isn't going to hurt people like David and Ruth. They've got a perfectly good model, as long as they can keep their costs down.
Well, that's the key, isn't it? Controlling your costs.
Definitely. And this is the answer on our place. I'm convinced of it.
Maybe.
I reckon this is as far as we're going to get in the van.
Oh, do you want to walk it?
Oh, I don't see the point. I can't see your mum would have gone any further than this.
Where does this track come out?
On the Edgeley Road. Gets pretty muddy, though. If she'd have come up here, I reckon she'd have gone back the way she came.
Well, the only thing is, we haven't checked the old quarry.
If she wouldn't have gone over there, why would she have done that?
Well, you don't think we should check it out?
I don't know. Edward, look, I'm not sure I can go there. The thought of your mum being...
She won't be. We're just making sure.
If anything happened to her, I really don't know what I'd do.
But nothing's going to.
This might seem daft to you. All the years your mum and I have been together. There's a lot of stuff I've still got to tell her.
What stuff?
Things it's hard to say in a marriage. You wouldn't understand. You ain't been around enough.
And try me.
Well, things like they're the reason you still want to get up in the morning and make something of the day.
Oh, Dad.
They're the reason you go on believing in yourself, even though deep down you know you're useless.
It's going to be all right, Dad. I'm sure it is.
Couldn't bear to lose her, Edward. She's everything to me. That
You're
one.
Not going to.
No.
Yeah, look, look, it's Will. Maybe he's heard something, eh?
Hi, you two. You found anything?
Not a thing. How did you know we were up here?
Well, Grandad told me. I just thought I'd come and help you search.
Thanks, William. Edward thinks we ought to check out the old quarry.
She wouldn't have gone near there, would she?
I can't see it myself, but maybe we ought to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, give me a minute to park up. I'll be right with you.
If I scroll down a bit, or there, I've done projections for three different wheat prices. See? And, oh, those are the projected profits.
They're remarkably consistent.
Exactly, that's the point. Whatever happens to global commodity prices, your return is predictable, give or take.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a hell of an investment to make when you can get 200 a tonne for your wheat.
But what about when it's half that? How do you know what prices are going to be like next year and the year after?
Yeah, fair enough.
And it's the same for the milk price. With the scale economies of this system, you can live with a low price.
Up to a point.
Yeah, there's no guarantees. But this system comes close.
Mm. Well, thanks, Debbie. It's been fascinating.
So, what do you want to do?
Well, right now, I want another coffee.
Good idea.
Then, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like you to burn a bit of midnight oil and come up with a fully costed proposal so I can put it to the board next week.
OK, you're on.
No commitment at this stage, obviously.
Of course not.
Oh, and Debbie, just one more thing. I don't think we ought to mention this to Adam for the time being.
Is that wise?
Well, for the moment, this is a BL project. It's nothing to do with Home Farm. They're just the contractors.
Well, I can see that, but...
OK, I mean, you can do some costings involving Home Farm, if you like, in case they want to see them, but only if the board decide to go ahead. That'll be the time to bring in Adam. Until then, I suggest we keep shtum.
Yeah, thanks, Em. Yeah, I'll see you later. She's going to make us some sarnies and bring them over.
Oh, good girl. I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, we shouldn't be sitting here. We should be out looking.
Dad, we've tried everywhere.
It'll be dark soon. I don't want her out there another night.
What about the church?
No, me and Nick had a look there this morning.
You know, she has been known to sit in the church, like on her dad's birthday.
Right, I'm going up there.
No, leave it for now, Dad. Get some food inside you first.
I'm not hungry.
Well, he's right, Dad. You haven't eaten all day.
Look, I'll wait till Emma gets here, then I'm going over there.
Yeah, fine, I'll come with you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm going to have to go in a minute. I've got to get around the birds before it's dark.
Well, that's okay, son. Hello?
Edda, it's me.
Clary, thank God.
Oh. I'm so sorry, Edda.
Where are you? Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm over at Rosie's.
Rosie's?
I'm so ashamed. Whatever must you have been through?
Oh, never you mind that. You're okay. That's all that matters.
If I ain't caught
caused enough trouble.
Clary, listen to me. You stay right where you are. I'm coming over there to fetch you. Right now.
Morning, Grandad. What's going on?
Yeah, if you're coming in, you can take them boots off.
This is something I thought I'd never see you washing the kitchen floor.
Well, we can't have the place looking like a bullock yard when Clary gets back.
And what time are they getting back?
About dinner time, Eddie said.
Well, I'll try and get round.
She'd appreciate that, I'm sure. Hey, I hope them overalls are yours, Aunt Mucky. I don't want them cushions smelling of Guernsey cows.
I'm getting worried. Have I walked into a parallel universe?
Well, I just want your mum to feel at home, that's all.
Well, you better put it back the way it was. She won't recognise the place.
Well, I think that'll do.
Is she all right, Grandad?
Oh, well, we won't know till we see her. Yeah, Dad rang when he got up to Rosie's, 11:30 till midnight it was, so Rosie just gave him some supper and they all went straight to bed.
Has she said anything about going away like that?
Not as far as I know.
Oh, it's okay, I'll get it.
Yeah, it'll be Vicky Tucker and again.
I'll tell her to push off, shall I?
Yeah, she's done enough damage, that woman.
Hello, Ed. Is Eddie in?
Come on in, Ruth Archer.
Thanks.
He's gone to pick up Clary.
She's all right?
Oh, yeah. She went over to her sister Rosie's in Great Yarmouth.
Oh, thank goodness. You must be relieved.
Ah, we are.
Well, Dad's driving her back this morning.
I'm so glad. And she's all right?
As far as we know. Any Rosie, sit yourself down and get you a cup of tea.
I won't stay, thanks, Joe. I just wanted to tell Eddie not to worry about milking this afternoon.
Well, you don't want him?
I'm sure he'd rather spend the time with Clary. So tell him we'll see to it.
When I heard Vicky saying them words, dirty woman, it's like something just snapped. I knew I had to get away. You understand that, Eddie?
Clary, love.
So I thought, that's it, I've had enough. Come back home, threw a few things into my bag. No idea how I was going to get to Rose's, I just knew I was going.
How did you get into Borchester?
Well, there was this delivery van. I never flagged him down or anything. He saw me struggling with me bag and just stopped. Ever such a nice chap he was. Dropped me off at the top of the high street. So all I had to do was just walk round the bus station. Catch the coach to Peterborough.
What time was this, Lou?
5:20 the coach left. And I know what you're thinking. There's no way I was going to get to Yarmouth that night. And you're right.
What did you do? Get a B&B?
No, I slept in the bus station.
Clara.
I know.
You should have called me.
I couldn't. I thought you'd be angry. And you had a right. A total waste of space.
Please don't say that, love.
Oh, anyway, I got through the night one way or another. Then in the morning I found out there weren't a coach to Yarmouth till the afternoon. So just walked about, really.
What time did you get to Rose's?
6:15. She were very kind when I arrived.
Thought you'd come as a birthday surprise.
Well, yeah, but she ain't no fool. Saw me looking upset. She got it out of me in the end. I told her it just got so bad in the village, I had to get away.
Thank God you had somewhere to go.
Yeah, I know. It was Rosie told me I had to phone you.
So you weren't going to?
Oh, of course I was. Eventually.
If you'd known how worried we were.
You see? I'm useless. It'd be better for everyone if I wasn't around.
Don't say that, Clary, love.
It's true.
It's cobblers. And I won't have you thinking it. So please don't say anything like that again.
I can't tell you how we felt, Pat and I, when Eddie phoned and said Clary had gone missing.
Yeah, it was a shock to us and all.
We thought we'd had all the bad news, the things that have happened to us over the past few weeks, but the chance that Clary had... Well, we felt sick.
You shouldn't have sacked her, should you?
We didn't sack her, Joe.
You let her go, same difference. That's what set a lot of tongues wagging round here, like Derek Fletcher.
Yeah, I know.
She took it really hard, you know, losing her job. She used to love working in that dairy.
Oh, please, Joe.
Well, you think on it.
But she's all right, is she?
Don't know till I sees her, do I?
She's on her way home with Eddie.
Oh, thank goodness.
She'd be a lot better if she had a job to go to.
Well, anyway, we might not have a dairy business much longer.
Ah, you'll pull it round all right.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that. When a farm is on the slide, it's not easy to stop the rot. You know that, Joe.
We was tenants, that's the difference. When times is hard, we didn't have no reserves. Different for you. You got the land.
Yeah, and a hefty great mortgage on it, too.
Don't make no difference. Besides, land prices have gone up since you bought the place.
Well, yeah.
You're sitting pretty there, Tony Asher. So don't you go telling me things is bad. I grew up in the 30s, remember? That's when times really were hard. So don't you sit there telling me what a struggle it all is. You got them two youngsters working for you, both of them full of ambition.
Yeah. All right,
you'll have that business up and running again in no time. And when you do, you can give Clary your job back.
Oh, there's one bit of good news. Young Millie Robson's out of hospital.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So there you are. Things are getting better.
Maybe.
Oh, we'll come through it like we have before.
I still ain't got no job to go to.
Oh, that's only temporary. A good worker like you. Oh, as soon as the word gets round, they'll be biting your hand off.
No sign of it so far.
Oh, give it time, eh?
No, I think we've got to face it, Eddie. There's a chance I won't never get a job again. Not at my age.
Oh, what do you mean, at your age?
I don't deserve you, Eddie. Like I said, I'm rubbish.
Please don't keep saying that, love.
True.
Look, we'll talk about all that later. Let's just get you home first.
They're here, Grandad.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I came over on my bike. He's just coming in the yard.
Right. Let's just get these cleared away then.
I'd better be on my way.
You stay where you are, Tony Archer.
Well, you don't want me around. This is a time for the family.
You go running off the moment she gets here. It's going to make her feel even worse.
Well, yes, I get your point.
Edward, give me a hand with this, can you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I always think the place looks better for a nice, bright tablecloth. There we are. Now, flowers, Edward, please.
Oh, there we go.
There. Ha! Now, isn't that an improvement, eh?
That's very nice, Grandad.
Now then, let's all be cheerful, shall we?
Hi, everyone. Here she is.
Clary.
Hello.
Oh, welcome home, Mum.
Oh, Edward. Mm. How lovely to see you. And Joe.
Nice to see you back, Clary.
Thank you, Joe.
Hello, Clary.
Hello, Tony. Wasn't expecting to see you here.
We've been so worried about you, Pat and I, since we heard, you know.
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, I can't tell you how relieved I am.
Right.
Let's have a nice cup of tea, shall we? Sit yourself down, Clary.
Well, I'll get out of your way, then.
Edward, get the biscuits out for your mother.
Yeah,
we got your favourites, Clary. Oh. The chocolate oatmeal ones I put down the shop this morning.
Oh, say cheerio, then.
See you.
Right. Well, I must say, this place is looking very spick and span.
Well, we tried to king things up together, didn't we, Eddie?
Clary, love, can you excuse me for a couple of minutes? Only there's an urgent call I need to make.
Well, of course I will,
yeah, thanks. I shan't be long.
Here you go. You can have a biscuit, Mum.
You're all spoiling me rotten, you are. And I don't deserve it.
Of course you do, don't you, Grandad?
Oh, we missed you, Clary. This place ain't the same without you.
And I've missed you, too. Can't tell you how nice it is to be home.
Hi, Ruth. Is that you?
Eddie. How's Clary?
Oh, she's okay. Back safe and sound, I'm glad to say.
Great. It must have been such a relief.
Oh, it was, believe me.
Well, give her our love, won't you?
I will. Thanks. That's what I wanted a quick word about. Clary going away like that.
She wanted some time to herself, I expect, after all the traumas. And who can blame her?
Oh, it wasn't like that. She went on a visit to her sister Rose's, that's all. It was her birthday, you see.
Oh, right.
Well, family's important to Clary. She felt she had to be there.
Of course, I can see that.
There's probably all sorts of rumours flying round the village at the moment.
I can't imagine why, just because she's taking a couple of days to visit her sister.
Exactly. You know what people are like.
Well, don't worry, Eddie. If I hear anything like that, I'll soon put them straight.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. I appreciate it. And I'll see you this afternoon, then.
Didn't Joe give you a message?
What message?
I thought you'd want to spend the time with Clary, so I said I'd do the milking.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you.
You're welcome, Eddie.
But if it's all the same to you, I'd rather do it anyway.
Oh, well, if that's what you want.
Yes, it is.
But what about Clary?
Oh, she'll be all right. She's got Dad fussing all over her. And to be honest, we could do with the money.
I'd better get on with dinner. I don't know why I'm sitting here.
No, you stay where you are, Clary. I'll do dinner.
Oh, Joe.
I'll pop down the shop and pick up a couple of pies.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll open a tin of ham.
Hello, love. I'm back again.
Hello, Eddie.
How are you, love?
I'm fine. Who was it you had to phone in such a hurry?
Oh, Ruth Archer. It's all sorted now.
Yeah, I was meant to tell you they don't need you for milking this afternoon.
I've sorted that, thanks, Dad. I'm doing it.
Oh, good.
Dad, why don't you go and finish painting the trap?
Oh, it ain't worth starting now. We'll be having dinner soon.
Well, go and get your paint mixed or something.
Yeah.
And don't worry, Joe, I'll call you in good time for dinner. Yeah.
Right, well, I'll see you later on then.
Yeah. See you, Dad.
I thought I'd just open a tin of ham.
Oh, don't get up, love. There's something I want to say.
Oh?
Look, I'm doing my best to understand what's happened, Clary. But it's not easy.
Not sure I understand it myself.
But there's one thing I want you to know. We'll get through this together, just like we always do.
I hope so. I really do.
We will, believe me. You mean the whole world to me, Clary. You know that.
Oh, Eddie.
No matter what happens, you're the centre of my life, and you always will be.
Tony?
Oh, hiya, Pat. You just caught me. I'm off to look at the young stock.
I've called Underwoods. Huh? They're not happy, but they'll give us a bit more time.
Oh, right.
I was wondering if I ought to go over and see Clary. Just to say, you know, we're glad you're okay.
Oh, I don't know, Pat.
That was quite a scare she gave us. How would we have felt if we're...
Let's not go there, Pat.
I'm still very fond of her. I feel I should tell her. If something like this happens again...
I'm not sure that's a good idea. Not right now.
No?
Maybe they need to be left alone as a family. They're all rallying around. Joe and Eddie and the boys.
Good.
And I've seen her, don't forget. She knows how we feel.
Yeah.
I'd leave it for the time being.
Anyone heard how Clary is?
Yeah, we were just talking about her, weren't we, Tony?
Yes.
She's okay, is she?
It was your dad who saw her.
She's fine.
That's good.
I thought about popping over there. Feels a bit awkward, though.
Why?
Because of what's happened, obviously.
Mum, it's business. We had to let her go. Clary understands that. It doesn't mean we stop caring about her.
I don't think this is the moment to intrude.
Well, I'd go if I were you, Mum. Still, you know... It's up to you. I've got to take the cows out.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
No worries.
He's got such an uncomplicated view of life as Tom.
That's because he doesn't see anyone else's point of view.
Oh, Tony, I do wish you two would sort out your differences.
Oh, so do I, believe me.
If there's one thing to come out of this Clary business, it's that family ties are a lot more important than business.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Ed. How's Clary?
Oh, she's okay, thanks. That's why I'm here. I need a box of chocolates.
Oh, thank goodness. They're all along there, at the end of the street aisle.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Thanks.
I can't tell you what a relief it was when I heard she was back.
Yeah, it was for us too.
I'll never forgive myself for what I said.
Well, I'll take these, please.
Yeah, they're lovely. They're my favourites too.
Here you go.
£10, thank you. I was wondering, how do you think it would go down if I popped round to see Clary later on?
What for?
Here's your change. I'd like to apologise and, well, tell her I'm on her side.
Yeah, go for it.
Right. Thank you, Ed.
How's it going?
Oh, hi. Jazza's a lot quicker at this job than I am.
Oh, you probably don't get enough practice.
No, thank goodness. Only on Jazza's days off.
I thought we ought to have a little chat, you and I.
OK. I'm not sure this is the best time, though.
I've been thinking about your decision to rebrand your sausages.
I'm not changing my mind, Dad.
Oh, I'm not asking you to.
It makes good business sense. That's why it's got to happen.
I accept that.
You do?
Yeah. You've put a huge amount of effort into building up those products. Of course you don't want to let them go.
I can't.
And if you feel that severing the link with Bridge Farm and bringing back the Tom Archer brand is the only way ahead, well, the last thing I'd want to do is to stand in your way.
It's not the way I want it to go.
No.
But in the circumstances, I don't feel I've got any choice.
Well, like I said, I fully respect your decision.
OK. Thanks.
But can I ask something of you?
Go on.
Will you go on working with the rest of us to get the Bridge Farm business back on its feet?
You know I will, if it's possible.
Thank you.
But you've got to start supporting me and Helen when we try to modernise it. We can't go on doing things the way they were done 20 years ago.
No.
Especially on the marketing. We've got to use the social media, you know. Otherwise we're tying one hand behind our back.
Yes, I can see that.
Even so, it's going to be a tough call.
But you're willing to give it a go?
Of course I will.
I've said this before, but your mum and I only ever wanted one thing for this business. That was to hand it over to you and Helen. Hopefully in a flourishing state.
I know that.
And I'm ready to accept that we may not have done a brilliant job over the last few weeks.
Well, maybe I could have been a bit more tolerant. I know it's been a real trauma you've gone through.
Oh, you can say that again.
Understatement of the century, eh?
But if we can all work together from now on, see if we can salvage something.
OK. But it's going to take some drastic measures.
Such as?
You may have to face the fact that Bridge Farm, as a brand, is finished.
Oh, I can't believe that.
It's a fact, Dad. We may be looking at starting all over again with a new name.
No way. Your mum and I have spent our lives building that brand. I'm not about to give it up yet.
You ought to have a face mask on using that stuff.
Oh, hi, Ed.
It's nasty, that wood preserve.
I can't stand wearing them things. You can't breathe properly in them.
Up to you.
Anyway, I'm only doing this for half an hour. Then I'll be off round the woods again.
How are the birds looking this year, anyway?
Pretty good, really. All we've got to do now is stop them leaking all over the county.
Yeah, well, you're good at that, you and Meg.
Yeah, should be by now. But I can't believe you've come over here to ask after the birds.
No, it's about Mum.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
I reckon we need to do something to cheer her up a bit.
Yeah, I'd go along with that. So what have you got in mind?
What I was thinking was if we could go around there together. You know, like we're mates.
That's pushing it a bit far.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean. Look, we could give her the chocolates and we could tell her we love her and that.
Well, she knows all that.
Yeah, but you know what they're like. Sometimes they have to have it spelled out.
Well, what are you getting out of it?
Me? Nothing.
Well, you and Emma are after some free babysitting, are you?
Of course we're not. You've got a really cynical attitude, you have.
Okay, just checking. Well, what about these chocolates? When are we going to get them?
No, we already have. £9.50 from the village shop.
Right. There's a fiver.
Thank you.
And the 25 pence?
There.
Thanks. So what time are we going over there?
About 1 o'clock, I thought.
I'll see you later then.
Great. Thanks, Will.
Don't expect me to act as if we're best mates, though. But I can do the impossible.
You'll be glad to hear I've had a chat with Tom.
We've cleared the air a bit.
Thank goodness.
He's still determined to relaunch his sausages.
As Tom Archer?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're his own products.
That's what I thought. If he wants to take him in a new direction, good luck to him.
But he's still committed to the Bridge Farm range.
Well, he is and he isn't.
Let's not talk in riddles.
He reckons we may have to rebrand them too. He thinks the Bridge Farm name is now toxic.
Oh, Tony.
Yeah, I know.
We've put everything into that brand.
Oh, we certainly have.
All those nights we spent in here experimenting with new flavours.
Yeah. We've done pretty well over the years.
We can't let it go, Tony. Not after all that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I told Tom.
When you think what the name Bridge Farm used to stand for, I can't believe it's all gone. Oh.
You remember in those early days, things we wanted to achieve? It wasn't about getting rich.
I wouldn't have minded.
Not me. Imagine if we could have bought the farm freehold without needing a mortgage.
Oh, if only.
No, but what mattered in those days were things like local food and local jobs, creating a great environment, all those sort of things.
Yeah, and we were there long before it got fashionable.
Weren't we just?
I don't know about you, but I'd still rather have all those things than make loads of money.
Well, our kids aren't like that. They've both got business heads on their shoulders.
Well, maybe that's what it needs. A bit less of the romantic stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? Might even be a winning formula. Us with our organic ideals and those two with their hefty dose of market realism.
Yeah, perhaps. But I'm not ready to give up the name Bridge Farm. Not yet, anyway.
No. Nor am I.
If Tom wants to change his own branding, that's fine. But while there's life left in the business, the Bridge Farm name stays.
Hey, Will, do you remember when your Meg nicked George's sausage roll?
Yeah, little scamp.
When was this, George? You never told me.
When was it, Will? It was about 3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. It was a Saturday morning, I remember.
What happened?
Well, I parked up the Land Rover outside the shop and gone in to get something for lunch.
Yeah, and Emma was having a picnic on the green with George and Kira, weren't she?
Yeah. George put his sausage roll down so Emma could put his jacket on. Well, Meg must have been watching because she suddenly leaps out of the back, grabs the sausage roll and jumps back on board.
No, wasn't Georgie upset?
Yeah, he thought it was brilliant, didn't he, Will?
Yeah, well, he wanted Emma to keep on putting food down so Meg would do it again.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we had a good laugh about it, I can tell you.
Yeah, I dare say.
Well, if it goes on, I shall have to put a wire grill over the back.
I'm ever so grateful to you both for coming over.
Oh, it's okay, Mum. We've been worried about you.
Yes. I'm so sorry. I can't tell you how ashamed I feel.
Oh, don't be daft.
Everyone's being so nice to me. Your dad brought me a cup of tea in bed and Joe cooked me some breakfast.
Oh, amazing.
I'm sure I don't deserve it, all the upset I've caused.
Yes, you do, Mum.
You know Millie Robson's out of hospital?
Yeah, your dad said. Well, I'm really grateful.
Oh, it's okay. I'll get it.
Said to your dad, you're all getting me into bad habits, so I could get used to this.
Hello, Ed.
Oh, hello. Mum, you got a visitor.
Hello, Clary.
Vicky.
William.
Hi.
Forgive me calling at lunchtime. I hope you're not about to eat.
No, you're all right.
Well, we've got to go.
Have we?
Yeah.
Aren't you going to stay for some dinner?
I'm sorry, Mum. Emma's expecting me back.
Oh. And I've got birds to see to.
Oh, I hope I'm not driving you both away.
No, you're not. No, we were going anyway. See you, Mum.
Yeah, see you, Mum.
Bye-bye, both, and thanks again.
No, anytime. See you soon.
Oh, nice boys.
Yeah, they're lovely.
I just wanted to say sorry for what I said in the shop.
Oh, I see.
I mean, the awful thing is, it came over totally wrong. I only said it because I was disgusted with Derek Fletcher's comment. I'm on your side, really.
I know. How do you explain?
I can't tell you how terrible I felt, especially when I heard you'd gone away. But, well, you're back now, eh?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say sorry.
Oh, I see.
And are we friends again?
Oh, definitely. Life's too short, isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you so much.